Welcome to this ASN Kidney 360 podcast. I am Andrew Malone, an assistant professor at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis. Today I will discuss my article entitled Monocytes and Macrophages in Kidney Transplantation and Insights from Single-Cell RNA Sequencing Studies, published in Kidney 360 this October. What is single-cell RNA sequencing? Single-cell RNA sequencing is a new technology that can sequence genes expressed in an individual cell. This technology has advanced rapidly, and now one can sequence genes expressed in tens of thousands of cells from a single sample. This is really important when you want to study a tissue that contains many different cell types, such as the kidney. It also allows you to study gene expression from rare but potentially very important cell types. Immune cells within the transplanted kidney, even during rejection, make up a minority of total cells. What does it offer compared to standard studies of macrophages in kidney transplantation? Single-cell RNA sequencing defines cells in an unbiased manner by grouping cells together based on the genes that they express. This is a paradigm shift from traditional approaches, whereby cells are defined based on the identification of a very small number of predefined markers. Older gene expression technologies, such as microarrays, average gene expression across the whole tissue sample. Therefore, gene expression patterns from cell types found in low numbers would be missed due to this averaging effect. Thus, gene expression from rare but potentially important cell types in a disease process such as rejection would be missed. What are three of the most important observations using this technology to study macrophages in kidney transplantation in the past 5 years? I think one of the biggest contributions single-cell RNA sequencing is making to kidney transplantation is the characterization of immune cells, such as the macrophage, based on gene expression. Another advantage of single-cell RNA sequencing is the ability to accurately determine the origin of each cell based on genetic variation. Using such an approach, we determined the degree of macrophage chimerism and the role that donor-derived macrophages play in the kidney transplant. Another example of the power of single-cell RNA sequencing was a study done in a mouse kidney transplant model. Here a gene was identified that promotes macrophage differentiation and allograft rejection. What are the limitations of single-cell RNA sequencing, and what are some of the future considerations? Currently, the biggest limitation is the cost. This limits the number of samples that can be performed per study and the number of researchers that can use this technology. There is also a considerable degree of bioinformatics knowledge and experience required to analyze such data. This is an important consideration because the data from these experiments can be easily misinterpreted. In the future, I think guidelines and standards will be developed which will hopefully limit this issue. Finally, single-cell RNA sequencing is a powerful tool. It will greatly improve our understanding of the immune cell landscape in the healthy and diseased kidney transplant. Thank you for joining us for this Kidney 360 podcast.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider if you have any questions about any medical condition or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.